Hello. Welcome to Release Your Wings. I'm Dan Bagley, and I'm interviewing Shireen Chadha today. Hi, Shireen.
Hi, Dan.
We're together on an interesting topic to me anyway, and that is, well, sometimes we hear ourselves say, oh my goodness, why is this happening to me again? Or here we go. Sometimes we're in a transition in our life, and we're looking for how do I save myself in this moment, in this transition. Some might be loss of a job, loss of a loved one, gaining a loved one. In graduation, it doesn't have to be bad, but sometimes when we're thrown into a new game entirely, that takes some adjustment.
Yes.
So that's all we need to talk about. Good. Goodbye.
You know, so, I was actually, when you were talking, I wasn't listening to you.
I was waiting for you to pick it up. So
I was appreciating the energy you bring to this, and so I'm sorry I wasn't listening, but I know we were talking about transition, so.
Okay, so here's a metaphor that occurred to me as I was getting on the interstate to come across town. I realized that I'm going a certain speed, and then I'm accelerating to get up to speed on the interstate. In that transition time, I'm having to be extra cautious.
Right.
Also, slowing down to get on my off-ramp. Suddenly, I'm driving 55, 60 miles an hour, and suddenly, it's time to get off, and everything in time seems to be changing there.
Right.
I'm going out way slowly, only 45 miles an hour. So, in that transition moment, it's like our thinking changes.
Right.
How we see our problems.
Right.
I don't know if BKs have anything to say about that.
This time I was actually listening,
okay,
not just appreciating the energy you bring to this conversation. That was a good not listening, right?
That was a wonderful, nice recovery.
Right. So anyway, I was thinking about transitions too, and I really like that analogy about speeding up and slowing down to get off and on, because life is a journey, and there are times when we are on a certain path and we have to get off and we have to get on a path. I was thinking that transition for me really implies that we have to have patience. And the reason why I'm talking about this is I edit a lot for the Yum Yum Yogi. And if I go from one scene to the other without a transition, they call transitions.
Right, exactly.
They call transitions. It looks really abrupt. And so a transition really, I was thinking that when it's not abrupt, when it's slowing down, or when you have patience and you're conscious of it, then it seems smoother.
I like that, because in the analogy of the speeding up or slowing down from the highway, in a funny way, what we're adjusting is our mind, that how we're seeing our environment in that.
Right, right. And so it's very important to have that patience, to mm-hmm. have a smooth feeling, a natural feeling, that this has to happen naturally. It's not an abrupt change.
So
there's a natural thing.
Yeah, without abrupt changes, where's the adrenaline shot to us each day? That would probably not be part of it.
Yeah, yeah. And I was thinking about that passages in life are very natural. Different mm-hmm. passages are very natural. I mean, we go from childhood to, you know, adolescence to adulthood to old age. That happens, and
yes,
it happens very gradually, and we have to accept. Mm-hmm. And when we accept, let's say the body aging, we call that aging gracefully.
Right.
So we have to accept other things very gracefully too. And so some transitions are inevitable, like mm-hmm. the body aging is inevitable, and some transitions are chosen transitions.
Okay.
And we have to really, even the chosen transitions, we have to really look at it with grace.
So recently, this has been an interesting transition time for me in terms of just looking back. I recently had my 50th high school reunion. So suddenly you're taking 5 decades and pushing it down into, wow, what happened to so-and-so? I remember you at 17, now you're 67. Those things, it makes you see things different. It happened day to day, but then seeing someone you haven't seen in decades, suddenly that's almost like, oh my goodness. So I'm wondering if the calmness that we have every day, not talking about suddenly looking back, the calmness we have for every day stops the fits and starts of change.
Right, right.
Now, there are times, though, that we are going into major changes. One of them is graduation. One of them is the loss of a loved one. One of them is getting married or divorced or something like that. Is there a strategy that you would recommend to smooth out that and slow it down?
One is doing it consciously.
Mm-hmm.
That I am doing it much more consciously. And that's one. And I take time.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not rushed in life, especially these things. And I remember when I first heard this, I used to read a lot of British literature.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in India, and I remember that in Regency times and Victorian times and stuff, when someone died, they used to go into their estate, their village, or you know, their country home, and stay there for a year, just mourning.
Goodness.
And I thought that was really nice that they take that time to mourn someone. So it's they taking that time to be away from their usual life. And I feel, okay, you might not have a year.
Yeah, I was going to say, they must have been wealthy.
To do this, but at least we should give ourselves time.
Mm-hmm.
And we should do it consciously. And we shouldn't have too many of our feelings invested in it. You know, to separate myself from the feeling and say, yes, you can feel, but not to really overfeel and not to overthink and overanalyze.
Now, overthinking is an interesting one.
Overanalyze. Yeah. You know, people really think overthinking is good, but really not thinking really brings a lot of good solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and it really gives rest to the mind. And so that was one, to do it consciously, to do it more deliberately.
Yeah. One of the traps for getting us into overthinking, in my opinion, is asking, why is this happening? Because, rather than how do I transcend it?
Mm-hmm.
Whys are almost always circular in and always because, well, make up reasons, but that is spinning our tires very often.
Right.
Because that brings up blame.
Right.
It brings up, I shouldn't have, the big shoulds start coming in. So probably a better is, what do I need to do now to calm down?
Yeah, why not asking too many questions is a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
A good one. And the other thing I was thinking is, you know, many people go through like a loss of a loved one and mm-hmm. they come out better. They're a better person.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even though they would have had a wonderful relationship, they come out a greater person after the fact. And so I have to have faith that whatever it is that is happening is designed for my victory, my ultimate victory.
Absolutely.
You know, it's designed for my becoming a better person. It's designed for my progress. And so it's really important to remember that and have faith in that.
I agree. In fact, I feel, maybe the viewers feel as well, that in a funny way, the game is rigged for our good living and salvation.
Yes, it is rigged for my victory.
Exactly. So within that, the understanding of that old thing which comes up so often in transition moments, this too shall pass. Good or bad, by the way.
Right.
All things, that's also what I've gotten in reunited with friends from way back when. It's, oh, what happened in that time? Oh, yeah, that seemed like that was going to be forever. You know, those things pass.
Right.
Those things go. So having faith that, A, the game is designed for us to grow, to understand, to feel more love. God's love in the entire universe around
yes,
us.
Right. There's one other important thing. Actually, there are two.
Okay.
But I'll
you
mention
may have
one.
A third if you need
the first one I'll mention, is we should have pure thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll explain pure thoughts more in this context. For that situation, I need to have pure and positive thoughts, because pure thoughts really bring that peace and that love. Purity brings peace and love into my life. And pure thoughts in a situation like this is all these obstacles, all these tests, whatever, that there is a beneficial aspect of it. There is something beneficial in it. That should be my attitude towards it.
So if we feel ourselves going through anger about it, that's an impure thought.
Yes. But if a pure thought, like a really practical pure thought in a situation would be, there's benefit for me in this. So I'm having pure feelings for that. I'm having a pure thought about it, but because I know there's benefit in it.
Right. Even if I can't see the benefit in this moment.
Right, right. So there's benefit in that. There's some blessing that I'm going to get from it. That's one. Mm-hmm. And the other one I wanted to mention was, one time, Sister Mohini, you've met her, right? She is the Brahma Kumari's rep for the North and South Americas. She was saying that people, when we really need God, we give up.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I'm having problems is when I really give up. But that's when I really need. Why are you giving up now?
I see where you're going. Yeah.
And so we shouldn't ever give up, because at that point I really need. So I need a spiritual path at this point. Why am I giving up on it?
Yeah, I was hearing something different on that, because in many disciplines, the concept of surrender, which is letting go of all the preconceived notions, the ego things, but giving up like I can't do this ever, or I'm doomed, that would be a terrible
right.
thing. Part of that is having that faith you've talked about.
Right, right.
Knowing that it can and will work out if we will allow it to.
Yeah, but also at this point, I need God's hand more. I need to hold His hand more. I can't say, oh, I'm going to stop meditating because all these problems are coming, or I'm going to wallow in my whatever. I can't do that. I need a more sustained path right now.
Exactly. So can you give me a case study on someone you've seen use this strategy and just let it? I know you can. It's just once it's solved, most of the time we don't go back to it. Are there any examples of here was a problem, here's someone who had the faith, did their meditation, did their practice, and by the way, kept their rituals going of what keeps them in balance?
Right. Could I give a personal one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you know, when I was recently, you know, diagnosed with major health issues, I felt I really needed God at this time. I can't just give up on it, give up on that, or give up on my rituals. Mm-hmm. It felt it sustained me throughout. And also the thing, I really, now when I look back, I remember after my surgery, after my cancer diagnosis, I remember calling one of my friends and said, I don't see the blessing in anything right now, because I was in a lot of pain. I said, I don't see the blessing. And my friend was like, you shouldn't be looking at blessings right now. You're not going to find it. Just, you know, take a chill pill. And so later on, I realized what my blessings were and, you know, what I learned from it. So you have to give it time. You know, you can't rush things. And so
my older son went through 5 years of really bad heart problems, surgeries and surgeries again and all. Painful, frightening, living with ventricular fibrillation. And now he's on the other side of it. And he's saying, you know, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, but I would not trade that for anything. I am so much better person for having gone through that pain. And in a funny way, it doesn't feel it in the moment. But when you look back and here's who I become for having climbed that mountain, then if I could have wished the mountain away, I would not have gained the muscles for climbing it.
Right.
So in a funny way, your recent health problems have been a wonderful mountain. Yes, easy for me to say, I didn't have the surgeries. But it has been, in a funny way, if you're open to spiritual progress, then there are lessons and possibilities all the time.
Right, right. And on the other side is beautiful. Mm-hmm. The other side is a very beautiful life for all of us.
Yeah.
We should have that faith.
But that's also one of the things, that the faith sometimes flies in the face of the logic of the moment. How can something this painful be beneficial to
me? But faith is logical, actually.
Good. Sometimes, at least my belief system here, is faith is what sustains us till the positive outcome comes back and shows us how it connected.
Mm-hmm.
In my ego moments, in my wanting to get out, I feel suddenly, often I'm going, just get me out of this. And the real answer might be, let me grow from it.
Right. Or let me just sit through it, you know.
Yeah.
Because you can't see the growing. That's what my thing was. You know, I mean, in that moment
in
of
real
hurt
time,
and idea of like, where is the blessing? What am I doing? You know, what's going on? And all of those things. You don't see all of that at that time. You just have to give it
and
time.
That's the faith part.
Just have patience.
Yep. I hope this helps. If you're going through some sort of transition right now, I hope it helps you to tap into the faith part of the game is set up for you to succeed. And in that way, letting go of expectation and just appreciating the blessings we have may be one of the paths. It was great talking with you.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Shereen.